Today's True to Light is inspired by a De Leon from the TMN network, machine network.
What are you looking at us for?
I don't know.
That's from Madison Taylor, entitled When We Don't Take Action. Life is sculpted on a moment-to-moment basis. Every one of the thoughts we think, the words we speak, and the actions we take contributes to the complex quality and character of the universe's unfolding. It simply is not possible to be alive without making an impact on the world that surrounds us. Every action taken affects the whole as greatly as every action not taken. And when it comes to making the world a better place, what we choose not to do can be just as important as what we choose to do.
Aw, scram!
It's time!
What do you think the most idiotic hip-hop names are?
Weekend.
Coming from a man who wears a pink fedora to the clip.
I didn't wear it last night.
How you want to do something like that?
DJ Birdie Flip, True to Life.
Louis Bloodshot.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is!
Turn down for what?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you're checking out the hottest entertainment show on the spot.
We're lit,
yep.
True to Life,
and Louis Bloodshot.
And I am DJ Birdie, and also in the studio with us is Big Wheel.
He's the host of Talking Sports with that guy on every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Uh-oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, well, when we get to the question of the day, we're gonna tie your show into ours, but we'll get into that later. Anyways, don't forget to hit us up at the phone lines at 719-362-8851 or 8852.
And
hit
us up. Or follow us on Twitter with the Twitter man himself.
Or Facebook.
You know, social media, we on there.
Okay. Anyways, the antics has started. We are also going to hit you up with the question of the day, and the question of the day is...
Which team does Ray Rice, or do you want to see Ray Rice play for?
Would you sign Ray Rice?
Wait, and Will, your and Will, your question was which three teams, right? Would Ray get on, right? And that was which three teams. And we heard a little comment. Too bad you couldn't do the playback on your show, because we heard a little comment. Somebody on the panel was trying to dog our teams out, son. Even though he needs them more than we do.
Wait. Yeah. I wasn't dogging nobody out.
Wait a minute. Number one, don't doubt me. I can find the replay.
Oh! Get him.
I need to hear this.
Get him.
True to like, I meant what I said.
True
and
to
I say what I mean.
Behind the other panelists' backs.
Yeah, we will see.
Sound like Dr. Seuss's elephant. I meant what I said and said what I meant. And elephant's faithful.
Yeah, right. So which three teams? And we got the homie in the house from all the way from Hawaii.
Yep. That's Big Lee. I also call him Steel.
Steel in the building.
Why did I call you that?
Anyway. So which three teams would you pick?
I said it on his thing. I said Broncos.
Okay.
Giants.
Ooh.
Fran,
really?
Okay. And my
reason I said it because you said you could probably use him because you don't want Gore down there no more.
And once again,
it's not about Gore.
He must have been listening to
Gore's,
the show.
Gore's getting to look. I mean, I'm not going to knock my team, and I'm not going to knock my running back, but I'm going to say that.
Same
Gore,
token, we're going to appreciate you being realistic about him.
Yeah, Gore's not. He don't have it like he used to, man.
Yeah, what's his
I'm
running
just saying
average?
He just doesn't have it like he used to.
Average yards per
carry. Or the offensive coordinator, Dick, should not be letting him run through the middle all the goddamn time. Like, goddamn, man, like, there is mad room open. Like, hold on, the play that Philly did on Cowboys. They ran the same play three times, and in the next play, you see Sanchez go running down the field, and nobody had him. So I'm like, yo, start getting that, yo, for real. For real. If any San Fran fan should be mad, they should be mad at the offensive coordinator.
I've seen a lot of San Fran fans on Facebook they mad. The coordinator.
Yeah, the coordinator.
They're like, fire Raymond.
What did you say? Who runs?
On third and 20.
If I was a San Fran 20. Fan, I'd be mad at Cap.
I said,
ain't Cap's fault, homie. Like, just because you're mad at your boy Eli, don't blame
Eli.
My quarterback.
Back in the pocket letting him go like
no,
he doing.
No, he, yeah.
Like
let,
he
five.
Did.
Let's count
what
him again. Let's count him
he
again.
Trying to prove
five,
a children.
Pocket, five interceptions.
Children.
No.
Five interceptions.
Children.
On your squad.
Cap is not
children.
A pocket passer.
Shut up about
children.
Your damn quarterback.
All right, don't make me start hitting the mute button.
I'm sending them to corners.
I'm outside. Y'all crazy. If in case you didn't listen to the show this morning, the three that I put out there, these are ones that people are going to look at and be like, what? But there's reasons for them. Number one, the Indianapolis Colts. It just makes a boatload of sense. The Trent Richardson experiment is over. Your favorite boy, Ahmad Bradshaw, he always has bad ankles, so he's always out. Mm-hmm. Man's going to fit in there. Number two, Detroit. Reggie Bush is out. Joik Bell is a stopgap. And Theo Riddick is just not man enough to be able to carry the ball 20 times.
Ouch.
Here's the third one. Here's the third one, and it may shock you. Carolina.
Nope.
And here's why. Carolina's 3-7-1. The leader in that division, the Atlanta Falcons, is 4-7.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to win that division with 9 losses. And Carolina would love to have a running back that is always a good pass protector, who would love to be there with Cam Newton and Benjamin there as well. As long as they get their defensive stuff straightened out, you may have something there. So, Indy, Detroit, Carolina, and worst case scenario,
nice.
There's always work in Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's true. Hold on. That would be my question. What are the worst teams you shouldn't go to? And I give it up to Jacksonville.
Yeah, what's up with these knuckleheads trying to send him to the Raiders? I'm like,
the Raiders.
Why would you want to send them to that dumpster fire? You already got 5 people down there overpaid and not working.
My God. Yeah. Raiders.
But I'm just still trying
by
to
the way,
grasp.
Shout out to Justin Tuck. What's up? Overpaid.
I'm just trying to grasp this concept that Carolina is only one game out of first place, right?
You got to look at the entire NFC South. It's bad.
4-7 for, is leading the division.
For as bad as that division is,
the Giants need to go over there.
That sounds like y'all division.
Here we go.
That sounds like y'all division a few years ago.
Keyword years ago. Anyways, moving on. That is our question of the day. So give us a call at 719-362-8851 or 8852 and let us know what you think Ray Rice or what team Ray Rice should end up at. And good luck with that one.
Got one comment that said got three perfect spots for Ray Rice: McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's.
Ooh.
That was like, wow, that was terrible.
Wow, Taco Bell didn't even get a shot.
I know.
Yeah. Pagine.
Yeah, right? Not even Popeyes.
Not until Demolition Man gets popular again. Taco Bell.
Moving on, we've also got going in, and our going in is... No, going for broke.
Going for broke.
Yeah, going for broke. Sorry, I keep mixing that up.
Litt's cousin, right?
Yeah.
Joey Patron.
Shit! Joey Patron.
I can't lie.
I can't even lie. Oh, no. You can't even get it right.
I was going to say, no, you can lie. Right.
I can't lie, man. True to life, man.
You can't even get it right.
That's some true to life for your ass.
Moving on.
We got the bootleg review. We got one of them sleepers. They watched it with me a little bit. But,
yeah, it was actually all right.
Were they forced to?
No, it was actually all right.
It was called the Snowpiercer. Yeah, global warming. I'll let you know all about it in a little bit.
Yeah.
Sci-fi
thriller.
Man. Yeah, you better, because the only thing I thought of at that time was bad porn.
Oh, wow.
Snowpiercer.
That's bad. We've also got our
I'm here to shovel your walkway.
Aw, scram.
That's bad.
Will that be all, ma'am?
All right, I'm done. Go.
We've also got entertainment news, and our special guest is Christopher Rogers. He is one of the owners of the Machine Network and TMNAccess.com, and we'll be checking him out a little bit later. And then also our Smash or Trash is Rick Ross featuring R. Kelly with "Keep Doing That." Yeah.
Yeah, I got a feeling R. Kelly's been saying that a while.
Then we've also got...
We got our Don't Do That. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm jumping ahead of myself. Old School Jam. Then the Old School Jam today is a little tribute we got going out to Big Bang Hank, right?
Right.
Rapper's Delight. Are we going to play the other tribute or...?
Yeah, no. Because the Rapper's Delight's a little long.
We'll it is. Let's get the chicken.
A little long.
Yeah, Chance goes to use the bathroom.
It's
14
minutes.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. People can jazzercise the Rapper's Delight. Are you serious?
Then we'll be doing our favorite segment of the show. Don't Do That.
That's right.
And like, don't make a song that says this.
Yeah, right. Don't do that. That is our
and we see
segment.
We see I showed somebody
hate that man.
We got a dude that was I showed Birdie this weekend. And he got a song Queen of Ecstasy.
But you were gonna make him famous though.
That's what they said on the page. They was laughing. I told him to send his music in. I said, send anything else but this song. I said, and they was laughing like, Aaron Taylor about to make him famous, man. Oh, hell no.
Yeah, that is not going to happen. Then we also got our nice little shout outs, and we've got a new little segment bringing more music to the game. We've got the Grown and Sexy, and we've got Dave Hollister remixed by Teddy Riley. Spend the night with you. So
what a Teddy Riley sighting!
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, ever jam. Since it's you know Hollywood,
that's like seeing Austin Collins with a touchdown pass.
It is
bringing them back.
Yeah,
back.
Bringing
okay.
Them back.
All right.
We're bringing them back. Well, we are getting to my favorite segment, and that's right. It is time for that nice Who's Hotter.
Okay, cool.
Who's Hotter? Mm-hmm. Bring it on in.
And this week, you know our champion is Diana Ramirez. And the nice little challenger who has been in the news a lot is Amber Rose.
Amber.
Mm-hmm. Tale of the tale is Amber Rose was born October 22nd in 83. Wow, she's an 80s baby, really? Yeah. All the way from Philly.
Good news.
Mm-hmm. She is 5'8". What stuff has she been in? That's a question we all would like to know.
The question is... the question is who's been in her?
Ooh.
I know a few people. We're going to get on that entertainment news stuff.
I'll give you a hint. Not me.
Yeah, right?
She got Wiz whipped over there signing prenups.
Signing prenups and pouring vodka on his body. Get light?
I thought you wanted to swim in a pool of alcohol. All right. Anyways, our champ, Diana Ramirez, you know, she's been in current things as Devious Maids, Entourage, Illegal Tender, and Fat Albert. Yes, and she is 5'5". Nice little height for me.
Yeah, she's
anyways.
Perfect.
We're going to go in on...
Don't you have a six-footer already?
Yeah.
I do, but hey. Yes, it's all right if they, you know, come in short.
They make them feel tall now and then. Like, yeah, girl.
Yeah, girl.
I'm taller than you.
I'm going to climb you. Anyways.
All right.
All right. Well, our
booty looks a lot better in your laptop.
Don't it? Look at that. Look at that. Steel seat. Check that out. Ooh, yes, sir.
The hairdo is really fucking me up, though.
Yeah, that's the reason why I put the battle of long hair versus bald head. So it depends on you if you like them long or short.
You know, if it wasn't, you know. That booty is looking scrumptious, but I gotta go with Ramirez on this one. Cause, you know, I'm rolling with the champ.
You rolling with the champ?
Champ does it.
Oh, okay. The champ gets it.
I'm gonna give him hell.
Lit. Actually, you gotta read the comment that was on Facebook because that was actually pretty cool. I mean, it was. It was really.
Oh, well, let me hold on.
Well,
go ahead and vote.
We'll let Lee get a vote.
Yeah, Lee, what's up? What you gonna get? The vote. We got Miss Ramirez versus Miss Rose.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Miss Ramirez.
Miss
Amber Rose Price. Played out though.
Oh, that's what he said. Next,
Paul Scram.
Will.
He's still
once again, as we stare at Lit in his attempt to try to.
Cortana sucks.
Cortana,
nah,
is
I got it. I'm pissed.
It's Keisha,
she's
man.
She's pissed at him.
I keep
right
telling
now.
You, it's yeah, Keisha.
Yeah.
You know what? I
got it right here.
You know what? I put it this way. Just like any other situation that we bring up here on the spot. To be honest, you can't go wrong with either.
Yeah.
But just for the fact that, you know what, I'm just gonna be an ass today. Everybody else is picking Miss Ramirez. I'm gonna go with Amber Rose. Mm. I'm gonna just go with her.
Go against the grain.
She got no what?
He said he ain't got no reason.
I don't have to.
You
want to know my reason? Here it is. There's my damn reason. How about that?
You guessed it.
It's not your beauty, it's your booty. Anyway,
there it is. Boom.
I'm going to give it to Miss Ramirez. I love Amber. I like Amber Rose, but, I mean, man, look at that look, man.
So what's this comment that you used?
Come on, Lit.
Patiently, like, I got it.
Oh. Yeah, I got it now.
Hold on. But let me make my pick, though.
Make your pick.
I like Amber Rose, but, you know, like I said, two Scorpios don't get along in a relationship.
Okay.
So, and one Scorpio can't read.
Yeah.
I'm going with the champ.
Oh, so the champ gets
wow,
a,
so you just completely
flipped.
He's out.
Got it. So the champ keeps the championship?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
she keeps her championship.
I want to hear this comment.
Yeah, what was the comment, man?
Oh yeah, on social media, Betty Royal, she said, "No lady would do what you're doing."
You're going to have to explain that one.
Yeah.
Teacher.
I don't know. Maybe it's just you know, the way they pictures, you know, posing, you know, letting they all hang out. I guess that's my suggestion.
Maybe she's offended by the boot tag.
Okay, was not.
Why does it take him so long to explain what's going on? Look, I'm looking at it right now. The topic is who's
up next
hotter.
On things that were supremely anticlimactic.
Right, you know, he came in explaining it like, yeah. Well, the topic he put on there was who's hotter, and, you know, we are respectful to all ladies. And the lady who responded was the niece to the lady who responded to the comment, and she said, "Thanks for being respectful to my aunt and not being ugly. We love people who are still respectful." And yes, we are respectful on this show to a point, especially to ladies, but not dumbasses out there.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, because it can get ugly.
Yeah,
it
can get really ugly.
Said,
her aunt was the one who said,
"No lady."
In other words, you almost got in a fight with a veteran. There you go.
Right?
Done.
So, you know, we respect the ladies out there, trust me.
Moving on.
Anyway, thanks, Lit,
so
for
much,
that, nice little, that nice little segment of your part. Anyways, moving on. Anyways, we're going to get into Mr. Joey Patrone, and that is our Going for Broke this week. And our Going for Broke is?
I can't even lie. True to life.
Turn up, I like getting high, I can't even
Patron. I can't lie. No, I mean, that's the song, I Can't Lie. AJ Cartel featured on the song also as well. Some of the lips people, from what we understand.
Yeah. I can't even lie.
Yeah, we can't True even lie. Right no. now, though, so, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Christopher Rogers, one of the co-owners or one of the owners of TMS Access. What?
TMN,
Access. Right, sorry, sir.
No problem. What's up, guys?
And the
what's
machine. So what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you guys? I hear you guys up here having a pretty good time. They talking about Amber Rose, among other things. I hear you guys loud and clear.
Yeah, right. Who's your pick?
I would say that'd be the first question.
Yeah, who's your pick?
Amber Rose or what's the other one? Diana Ramirez from Devious Maid or something.
From all kind of stuff.
I don't watch small screen. I don't know.
What's your pick?
Amber Rose by default, because if I'm honest, I don't know who the hell the other person is.
Dang. Really? Oh, wow.
Dang.
Oh, wow. Ouch.
It's better to say you suck than who?
Yeah, right?
Right.
With the familiar.
Wow. Yeah. Would you go behind Nick, though?
Absolutely not.
Gotta watch out for that cannon.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
So, what is your networks about, man? We've checked out your Facebook. You guys are kind of hard to find because we were trying to look it up and there's like we only got the Facebook. So, tell us a little bit more about TMN and also the machine. And let us know what it's all about.
Okay, well, TMN Access, that is our actual lifestyle website. So that's where people go for the latest in pop culture, technology, you know, cutting edge fashion, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. That website is TMNAccess.com. And we also have the Machine Network. And the Machine Network is our branding website. So that's where we have our scheduled upcoming events that we're affiliated with and or hosting and or sponsoring. And the basis or the concept behind it is, you know, having a network of businesses that we have that we basically, you know, partner with one another to where, you know, our network is the one-stop shop for you know, any and all of our clients and or businesses. And
nice.
We have a presence in Orlando, and and we our launch event yesterday night at iLounge, we had a great turnout, and it's basically our introduction into the Atlanta market.
Nice.
For TMN Access and the Machine Network.
Nice. And you guys are into fashion. You guys are into art. Local fashion shows that were going out there, and we checked out some of the fashion shows that were online out there, and that was wow. You guys put it out there, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, the thing is, you want to have a pulse, and you want to be of, you know, the people of. You want to be abreast of what's coming next. It's kind of like in basketball, like taking the charge. It's beating someone to a spot. And that's what it's basically being ahead of the curve. You want to beat people to the proverbial spot to be able to spot out what's going to be next across all platforms of culture, whether it is art, whether it is fashion, whether it is music. You know, you want to be a good hub or a good source for, you know, what's coming next. So we definitely appreciate that because, you know, we definitely work hard to be able to present, you know, these type of things to you.
Yeah, and it's also a pleasure to have you on our show right now. Lick's got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, do you know the lady who I quoted, Marilyn, and what's her last name? Hold up, let me find her.
Oh, wow.
Why would you ask the guest to do your work?
Right?
No, I'm just asking her, does he have a personal relationship with her? Like a... Well, do you know her on a personal level?
Who's the other lady?
Exactly. We don't even know.
But I'm trying to find the last name. I know it was Maryland off the quote I opened up with on the show.
Please excuse the Twitter man.
Yeah, right. He's a little slow.
Actually, I thought it was, he's going to ask him who his favorite football team was.
Yeah, actually, that is one of our questions of the day. So, actually, we are going to ask you that. Who do you think, if Ray gets out there, who do you think Ray should go to?
Ray Rice?
Yep.
Honestly, I think, and it'll be a shrewd Bill Belichick move, but I wouldn't be surprised the Patriots took him.
Ooh, wow, that is a
good call.
That was nice. Yeah, I didn't think that either.
But they just signed Blunt.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, but number one, Blunt's been there before. Number two, you had Randy Moss and shook him up, and he did well. Yeah. It's one of those ones to where you can put anybody in that system, and they're going to excel. So don't be surprised. That good call on that
nice.
One.
Nice, like yeah.
I wasn't even thinking about the Patriots.
Yeah. Oh, you know why. Man.
Checking out the website, like you said, pop culture, fashion, and pretty much you pretty much run the gamut. On a lot of stuff here. I'm loving the article on the original Rick Ross, Freeway Rick Ross.
Oh, wow!
Being put up there by Anthony Marks, courtesy of All Hip Hop News. I'm sure you've read through a lot of these or gone through a lot of these. What is your favorite as of what's going on the site right now? What's your favorite one, or what's the one that you would point everybody to look at?
Mm-hmm. We have several contributors. We have Jay Christopher Randall, we have Patrick Montero, we have myself, Chris Rogers, we have Miss Kay Renee, we have the list goes on. We have I'm leaving a few out. If they're out there listening, I'm sorry guys. but we have a bevy of quality contributors, and I think one of the more popular, you know, things that gets a lot of traffic are the daily OMs, which are, you know, things we generally post them at the beginning of the day. So it's just something to read, something positive and uplifting, just to go through your day. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, walk around with a smile on your face all day. It could be something as simple as, you know, Anthony Marks does a great job of actually, you know, doing that. He's actually he is the original founder of the site. He's the founder of the site, nice. Anthony Marks. Nice. And he does a great job of delving up the content, and the daily OM, that's just something that really uplifts the people, and, you know, it brings a lot of traffic, and it helps people, because, you know, we get feedback saying, you know, I read your daily OM, it was very, you know, inspiring, very uplifting. So, and not to mention the original articles. Yeah, Jay Crystal Randall, he does, you know, health, wellness, and fitness.
Nice.
Kay Renee, she does inspirational poetry. Myself, I do just, I write when I'm inspired. Mm-hmm. So whatever inspires me at a moment, it's not on a set schedule, because I think one thing about art is you don't want to compromise the quality.
Right.
By doing it out of obligation. So I only do it when I'm inspired. So I have, you know, quite a few original articles on there. Some of the favorites entitled Decisions, Ignorance is Bliss, Simple, Stupid, you know. And if you read them, you probably get the concept of where I was going with them. But, you know, just all of it, honestly, we work hard to put that out there. And I really don't want to put one thing above another, because all of it is just, it's quality content, and, you know, we work hard to put it up there. So I don't say go to the site for one thing. I say check out all of it. Check out our interviews. Check out our reviews of some of our, you know, businesses and establishments. Check out, you know, the fashion shows. Check out the galleries. Check out, you know, the models. Check out everything.
Nice.
You know,
speaking of your site, there's one on there, it was the Daily and the lady I was talking to or referring to earlier was Madison Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And she had an article in there she wrote about when we don't take action.
Correct.
That's who I was referring to. Have you met her or on a personal level?
I will be meeting her actually in 2 weeks. I'm assuming I am, because we're having another, just like the event we had last night, we're having an event very similar to that in Orlando this coming December 12th. So all our listeners out there in Orlando, be on the lookout for us in a couple weeks of December 12th. I'm sure, you know, because we are split between Atlanta and, you know, in Florida. Like myself, I'm currently in Atlanta. And so I do look forward to meeting, you know, the rest of the team, you know, next Friday, the Friday after next, excuse me.
Nice. Well, thank you, man, for giving us a call and giving us insight to the whole background between the machine and also the TMN access. Thank you so much. Also, give some pointers to Lit, because you know he needs a little help on the True to Light there, brother.
Yeah, man. Man, it's hard to do work with these guys. Man, just back here hard. Trying to clown and mess with
it
you.
It ain't hard, man.
Chris, I
it
guess
ain't.
What?
The, it ain't hard.
Chris, I guess what they're trying to say is the bottom of the bus looks really good right now.
Hey, thank you so much, man, for being on our show. Man. We appreciate
guys,
it so much.
Guys, thanks for having me. And one more thing, please, everybody go to themachinenetwork.com and subscribe to our website for monthly newsletters and, notifications on upcoming events and scheduling, all right?
Thank you. Thank you. We'll do. Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too, brother. Too. All right. Right now, though, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get into our nice little smash of trash and give a little, you know, shout feedback. Out to Rick Ross, yeah, and get some feedback. So give us a call at 719-362-8851 or 8852. Rick Ross with right. R. Kelly featuring R. Kelly doing that. Wow. Ross.
It's for my rich bitches.
Rich bitches.
A puppy named Panamera. A puppy named Panamera. She got a condo in the area. Rich bitch. She stay at her friends and all these bitches is bad. Watch them lick on each other. I'm talking pussy to ass. Dope boy still at large. Tracking device on the car. Tattoos on the arm. Double M diamond charm. Chanel bag on the hip. Hermes bracelet and things. Let her fuck Meek Mill. Told her keep chasing the dreams. Get the Lexus to flip. Purple Texas to zip. She make it rain like a nigga. We got more money to get. Rich bitch. Call her rich bitch, cause she fuck with dope boys and can suck a good dick.
Yeah, I'ma spend up all this money.
All this money.
Fats.
Fats.
Fats. Girl, you're doing something to me. Fats.
Fats.
Hell yeah, keep doing that. Doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Keep doing that. Doing that. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit ain't my G.
No.
Matching Bugattis, Versace sheets when we free. She be moving that dope. Quarter mil on her wrist. Why you niggas be slipping? This bitch is fucking your bitch. Sacks, flip pop tags. Name it my pop tags. Crocodile python. That's a zoo on her back. She on the phone making deals. We getting them checks. My Penelope Cruz. I let her meet my connects. I fuck her all on the marble. Yeah, that girl is a freak. She like coming in money. She's the female me.
Yeah, I'ma spend up all this money.
All this money.
Facts.
Facts.
Oh,
facts.
Facts. Girl, you're doing something to me.
That's
to town, the beach. She only wear panties once, then pass them down to her niece. Let's go shopping in boat, 60 stuffed in the sofa. Can't be tweeting locations, she posting pics from her yoga. Never party with locals, niggas with them boost moguls. VIP with dope boys, the DJ shout out to Sosa. Valet park in the Wraith, cocaine all on the face. Her Rolex icy is mine, throw up my gang sign. We going bottle for bottle, Bel Air Rosé to the proof. Rich bitch is her name and she Chanel of the boot. I be dropping so much, nigga. My bitch shopping so much.
Yeah, nigga. I'ma spend up all this money.
All this money.
Facts.
Facts.
Oh, facts. 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 Girl, you're doing something to
doing
me.
Something to me.
Facts.
Oh, oh,
hell yeah, keep doing that.
Doing
that.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you were just checking out Rick Ross featuring R. Kelly doing that.
I'm going to do this. No.
You trashed it?
Trashed.
Wow, he trashed it right off the bat.
I'm trashing it, bitch.
Wow. Rick Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Got his first trash.
Lit?
With your Keisha?
I mean Cortana.
Keisha.
So you listen to Cortana, you're going to do this by yourself.
That thing is named Bonquisha until it works correctly.
Yeah,
now,
right.
Where's your damn answer?
Hey, if it's that was R. Kelly's comeback, you better backtrack.
Ooh.
And think of somebody else to collab with.
Ooh.
Trash.
Trash. Damn. Will?
Really?
No.
Really? Do you really have to ask me?
Okay, then hold, it's obviously been hold, trashed.
Hold on, where is it? Where is it? There she is.
Uh-oh.
Gotta go.
Wow, Rick
what
Ross.
What you think,
Kelly.
Lee?
Yeah, Lee.
Just Lee's perspective on this.
Lee put his hand up like, I plead the fifth. I plead 4-5
plead
fifth. 4-5 fifth.
What do you think, Paul? Would you smash this or would you trash it?
Smash is a good thing.
Smash is a good thing. Trash.
It gets trashed.
Trash.
Rick Ross, you have been trashed.
You have been. The garbage man come early. This shit stink.
Stay trapped in the closet with R. Kelly,
wow.
Ross.
Wow.
Wait. I think there's somebody else
who
got something to say about it.
I'm about to get
It's been trashed. So Rick Ross, R. Kelly, do a better job.
Yeah.
You've been trashed.
You guys, that's an early morning wake up hangover song. That's just terrible. Okay, right now we're going to get into the bootleg review.
Uh-oh.
I know you've been anxiously waiting for this.
Not really.
Right. So, we got the... I'm failing here because I forgot what his name is.
Yeah, Christopher Evans.
Christopher Evans plays and stars in Snowpiercer. It's about a train. Yes, a train. I said it. Goes around the whole world. Global warming has happened and everybody's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not on the train, you're probably dead.
So, you're probably dead.
I've seen it a couple of times and I passed on it, but I was like, I finally like, fuck it. You know, so I watched it and it was actually pretty good. My co-hosts, they watched it. They enjoyed it.
It was good.
They had to go through every compartment to get to the front of the train because they wanted to take control of the train. But every compartment was like a different class. Of course, they were the lowest class because they was at the tail of the
they
end.
They were rioting. They did not like eating.
It kind of sickened me when I found out they was eating
roaches. Yeah, what they were eating. They're
But I highly advise this movie. I'll give it 4.5 popcorns.
Oh,
2 juju fruits.
2 juju fruits. A juju fruit.
And a Fanta soda.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. Kind of got that Warriors feel about the movie, man. Going through the different compartments and challenges they had to face.
Hey, you guys, you know, if you would have stayed to see the end, you would have tripped out.
It was good.
Found
hey, I saw enough
shit.
When they opened that door and everybody was standing there with hatchets. Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, they about to go to war.
They about to go to war.
You got to see the end, though, of it. It's really deep. I'm not going to spoil it for you. Just check it out. It's really deep. Some deep shit that you wouldn't we're like, damn, that's shit. Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so, check it out. So yeah.
Find your bootlegger.
Or just look, get a membership of Netflix.
And go get that. Well, right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into entertainment and news. I guess we're already in entertainment news.
I know how it is.
First off, Nick Cannon fails the lie detector test about who and who he hasn't slept with. And apparently, he's been dipping at Amber Rose.
He said dipping.
He had affairs with Kim Kardashian.
Wow. Yeah, because she just can't leave them black boys alone.
She doesn't.
Hold on, is she Greek?
No, Armenian.
Hey. Oh, they're Armenian.
She's Armenian.
Hey, they said the Kardashians are the only KKK to let black people in. That's what they said.
Well, adding on to that, I guess French Montana was using Kim as a diversion to cheat on Chloe. That's right.
Yeah, I read about that.
Sure was. I guess he was
Kim blew the whistles. Like, I was with him about like 10 seconds of the whole time he was out here.
Damn, why don't you keep your mouth shut?
Yeah. So I guess, you know, they trying to warn her not to be with the cat, but I guess she keeps going back.
Yeah, because I heard French Montana told her, I'm not marrying you if I have to sign a prenup.
Yeah, exactly. He's know how much he paid to the last ex-wife? $2.5 million.
Well, she got all the money.
Ooh.
He ain't got to worry about that.
And that was the last one.
Price, they got to pay alimony or some bullshit. She's accustomed to the
name. They just made up a name and said, pay it.
Yeah, pay that.
It's a grab bag. Just grab in that bag and pull out another. Damn.
Also in the news, I can't believe this, but this is actually true.
American Idol's canceled.
Right? Mickey Rourke won a fight in
Moscow.
In Moscow. Mickey and Rourke. And the cat was 33. He is 62.
Hey, don't sleep.
Gangsta.
Hey. Mickey Rourke got hands.
Go. Hold on. This is the trip, though. Hold on. Okay. A lot of actors try to have their stunt doubles play the part of when they fighting. Yeah. That cat actually fights you. that cat will actually box you. And that movie with Tupac, I'm pretty sure Tupac, if he was alive, he would have been like, "Nah, that's the reason why I shot him in the movie."
Right. Hey, don't sleep. Mickey Rourke got hands.
Yeah, man.
He got hands.
He's up to the man, yo.
If the acting career didn't work out, he could have... Oh, wait a minute. The acting career didn't work out, so why didn't he...
Well, I don't know. Sin City 2 was all right.
Yo, I'm going to grab it up.
Yeah, but there's a big difference between Sin City 2 and what was the one he is in with Lisa Bonet? Years ago?
Man.
Angel Heart. He made the walls crack.
Hold on. How does Bill? Yeah, how does Bill have the nerve to talk? Bill.
I guess he wasn't the only one that was putting in the pudding pop.
Hey, on a non-celebrity tip, though, I was reading a story about this lady that was from Canada that took
from Canada.
No.
Well, she took her daughters and
strike two.
Told them to blow bubbles into the bathtub.
Here it come.
And drowned both of them.
Strike three. See?
Yeah.
What? And videotaped it. Damn it, do I call them?
And videotaped it. And then.
Why?
Yeah, she was holding them down. She told them to blow bubbles into the bathtub to tub water.
What the hell?
And held them down.
Yeah.
And then, after she killed them, she laid them down. She dressed them in white and linked their hands up together in the bed and looked at the camera into her ex-husband and said, is this what you wanted?
Oh, wow.
No, he said, here, are you happy now?
Oh, wow.
Because she didn't want her husband to take the girls.
Oh, wow.
She's like,
I'm going in. Yeah, right? You have said some disturbing shit right there. Yeah, everybody said, well, on a happier note.
She's a gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a happier note. Star Wars has released the trailer, and if you haven't checked it out, we are all questioning about why there a black guy running around. And he's
he did a Luke Skywalker and Han Solo move, and jacked the suit.
Yeah, like he woke up.
Yeah, he was looking like he was trying to get away from some dogs. Yeah. Like, ain't no hiding in the desert, son. Ain't no trees, ain't no rivers. What'd you say? No underground railroad.
What'd you say, Lee? They got some lightsaber whips out there.
You don't want to get hit with those lightsaber whips, though.
There's no getting up from that. One last.
Kunta Kinte thought he had it bad with the toe. Shoot, that lightsaber hit the ass. See?
You get one last.
Like, at least it didn't bleed to death.
Yeah. You can't even get five lashes. You get one lash.
They just need to strike it on your back. How many lashes?
Well, hopefully J.J. Abrams, or is that, that's yeah, who's J. doing J. it, J.J. Abrams and Disney does a good job. It looked all
it
right.
It looked pretty good. I'm kind of anxious.
It look all right.
Thanks so for having us wait another whole year to showing us to it.
Yeah, right? After all that. Yeah. Anyways.
So I guess we should go into Don't Do That.
You sound bitter.
Yeah, well, I mean,
why would you show it now?
Now.
And it's coming out December of next year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right.
What
the hell?
I know that Avengers is
coming soon. Fast 9. You not even got 8 done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop doing
it. I dig it.
Yeah.
I dig what you're talking about.
Hey, so we gotta rush this up. So, yeah, so I guess we're gonna get into.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna go. Don't do that.
Don't do that. We do the back to back old school.
They can't do that.
Actually, no.
Sure, make it all up as you're on air. Yeah, go ahead.
That's how we do it, on the spot.
On the spot. That's what it's called, on the spot.
I got to don't do that. Don't wake up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and go Black Friday shopping.
Don't go Black Friday shopping.
Your ass is late.
Don't go Black
shopping.
Dummy. Yeah, all the sales is gone. Don't try it.
If you happen to be in the St. Louis area during Black Friday and you just happen to see a couple of hundred people laying down in front of a shop in the midst of a protest, don't be an asshole and step over them just to get in the store.
Ooh.
Don't do that.
Oh, man, they ain't going to step over them. They just going to step on them. You know how they do on Black Friday.
Don't you say you got to go to work? What you got on TV for?
Yeah. And other don't do that news. Don't claim you protesting but walking out with a 60-inch TV.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't do it.
Yeah, you're
someone will catch you.
Yeah, right.
Like, what you doing up here at 4 o'clock in the morning? You don't go to... You just...
Oh. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't
burn your own house down. And then try to call the fire department.
One right there. That was a good don't do that. Yeah. Don't burn your house down. That's, get mad at somebody because they didn't put it out.
That's like the story from a couple of years back. Please. And we know we're all within the midst of the holiday season. Don't call the cops on yourself. If you are drunk, the last thing you should be, last people you should be calling is the Colorado Springs Police
Especially
Department.
Especially the Colorado Springs, they couldn't wait.
Yeah. Don't call the police
out. Who's drunk? Yeah. It's me. What?
Yeah.
No.
What street are you on? Never mind, we got GPS.
Right? Oh, no, because they'll embarrass you. They will, like, follow you all the way till you get home. As soon as you about to get in the door, talking about, honey, I'm home. Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Up on you, man.
My don't do that is, look, start doing your research before you give out a gift, because if you give me the wrong gift this year...
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
I hope the Buchanan household is listening.
Yeah. Get shit thrown back at
you. Get him a Pittsburgh Steelers shirt.
Wow.
His father.
That's an inside joke. You, there's nothing against you, Will. I know you're Pittsburgh
that you brought out.
He's also a Pittsburgh man.
Yeah, inside joke that you brought outside. Now you must pay.
Yeah, my dad confirmed it. My dad confirmed it this week, last weekend, too. Cause I was like, why is there a Pittsburgh and Broncos? Because he's like, oh, well, his girlfriend's like, I'm so Denver. And he was like, and I'm Pittsburgh because that was the day you was born. So that's my favorite team. So I was like, hey, I've always got love for Pittsburgh just because of that fact.
Well, my daughter should be a Bulls fan because she was born on the championship, or when the Bulls won the championship.
Here's a don't do that. Don't suck up to the producer. Exactly. Don't suck up. Don't do that.
Where's the...
Right?
Don't suck up. Not on my part.
Yeah, speaking of, this one's dedicated to Eli Manning. A little thirsty, aren't you? There's a don't.
Well, I'm the one who told you to get that.
And it's used against you.
Hey, he makes the most awful faces when they're losing.
Hey, I'm worse than your girlfriend. Anything you say, Aunt Cannon will be used against you. Trust me.
Yeah, that's a don't do that.
Manning,
if you're
face.
In a relationship, don't cheat on your man or woman with a downgrade.
At least make the person you're with now go, she look good. You know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, make them nod their head like, oh shit.
All right, cool.
Right. Well, right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna get into our nice little shout outs, and then we're gonna end out with the old school and the sexy jam. Like or the sexy grown and sexy. Anyways, big shout out to our old school cat, yo. Rest in peace, homie, Big Al. Mad love to you, yo. The only cat who would come in the club and ask me to play
Metallica.
NWA. Hold on, he asked me to play NWA.
Yep. And NWA, Skinny Boys, and Metallica. Yes. That was his deal.
Yeah, exactly.
In that order. You were like, what the? I can't mix this.
Yeah, can't do that. So mad love to him, yo, and his family. Yeah.
Rest
and
in peace.
Long live Big Al.
For real.
Yeah, for sure. Give a shout out to all my family, my Cosmo family, my On the Spot family. I'm going to give a shout out to Lee. Thanks for coming in today.
For sure.
JJ out there in the Texas area. You know, got to give a shout out to him and my homeboy Jason over in Hawaii. So, you know, just had to get the click a whole shout out. Couldn't leave anybody out. Gonna get cussed. So, yep, that's it. And love you, Mom.
Hold on, and I got one more shout out. I got a shout out to my 49ers and also the offensive coordinator. You get the finger, the middle. Anyways.
Like, he's outside right now waiting on you, Birdie.
Yeah, fuck
him. You talking about my plays?
He didn't throw those two picks.
Yeah. Shout out to Seattle.
About that.
Sherman. You said shout out to Seattle.
Sherman. Yeah, you did your thing, man. Seattle, I mean, man. You talk a lot of ish, but you do back it up.
Turkey on the San Francisco logo.
Shout out to the New York Giants.
Eli gets raped.
Shout out to all my family and friends out there in the world, man. There's too many to name, man, but they everywhere.
Right.
Eli's gonna get raped.
Man, shout out to Ray Rice, man, for beating your appeal.
Yeah.
Hey, I wish you all the success in the world, man.
Wanna give any shout outs?
Yeah,
and anybody trying to bring your personal life into the sports field, hey, tell them.
Lee says much love.
Shut up, thank you.
Shout
out to the entire Cosmic family. Shout out to family and friends. Hopefully everybody had a good Turkey Day. Hopefully the L-tryptophan didn't trip you up too much.
Exactly.
I've never had a house with that many damn people in my life. I'm like, y'all need to go.
Hold on, Lou's the only one who showed up at my house. Thank you, fam. Shit, you know? At least he ate up some of them.
Damn.
Yeah, thanks.
Man, you caught me off guard.
Oh, you still hurt.
Shut up, Manning face.
Your feelings still hurt.
I heard about Manning. He got two rings.
I'm sorry for the delay, but Lit is saying something, but for some reason we can't hear him.
We don't give a fuck.
All right.
Music, please.
Old school song. You're gonna introduce it?
Yeah,
Rapper's Delight.
Oh my
Rapper's Delight.
God.
Rapper's Delight.
Good night.
Rest in peace, Big Bank.
Yeah.
The same one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that. To the hip hop, you don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat, and me
together, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a D. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big cars, I definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and a some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Him and talking my checkbook, but it costs more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a bum from the rock and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ.